this is the story in the Sunday Independent at the weekend, which talked about the rent room extension to garden and modular cabins being considered by the government. Now, it's received some criticism in the political forum in the last day or so, but homeowners are in line to earn this €14,000 tax-free by renting out newly built modular units that would be on their property down the back of the garden. I suppose that's where you're talking about. Under new changes being examined by the government, legislation being introduced this summer will remove the need for planning permission to build the modular structures up to 45 square metres to the rear of existing homes, with the coalition planning to spend to expand the rent-to-room scheme once those changes are finalised. The move is being mooted as a way of allowing property owners to earn extra cash while boosting the supply of rental properties to the market, and also giving more credit back to renters who currently can claim back up to €1,000 from the state a year. Under the current coalition, planning laws have been gradually eased given the challenge faced by the government in addressing the housing crisis. And there were more stark figures out in terms of the number of homelessness on Friday at the weekend. Well, to talk about this in more detail and to talk about, I suppose, a modular unit, I have with me on the line Natasha Doherty, and she is manager of Luxury Tiny Homes, who have a base here in Castle Island in Kerry, and they offer an extensive range of premium log products, including cabins, home offices and houses as well, and modular units that will be built along these lines. Natasha, good morning to you and thanks for joining me, first of all.
Good morning.
So, Luxury Tiny Homes, tell me about the company, first of all.
So we basically build modular homes, log cabins with a composite cladding exterior so that it's maintenance free. It's fully insulated. We can do a full turnkey with kitchens fitted, bathrooms fitted, plumbing, electrics, groundworks, groundworks. So we can basically do everything, and we do service the whole country. 5 years ago, the type of work we would have been doing would have been an office or a bar, and then maybe you would have been doing like a granny flat kind of thing out the back for one or two people. But in recent years with the homeless crisis, you know, it's house, it's all residential. Really, that's what we're doing full time now at this stage.
So people have been coming to you saying, look, we need to build a home somebody can live in on our property down at the back of the garden.
Pretty much, like 90% is at the back of somebody's existing property. And it's usually for either an older relative that they're gonna sell their house, their four bedroom house that they've had for 30 years, and release the money, and then they're gonna build this on their daughter or their son's garden. Or it's a young couple starting out and they can't get on the property ladder. They're paying a fortune of money in rent, and it's gonna hit the mommy and daddy's backyard, for them to start their life. A lot of people do say this is a short term thing, and then they're looking at, when the son and daughter move out or whatever, we're going to rent this out and make a bit of money back off it. So it definitely is. It usually starts out as a close family or relative, and then people are looking into the future that they're going to rent it out then full time.
Okay. So what do you build in terms of, let's say, homes? One bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, all of the above with this composite material?
Pretty much everything. So we can do anything from like a studio apartment, one, two, three, four bedroom property. They're all single level, so they're all bungalow type homes. And we can do en suites, we can do utility rooms, you know, we can, our website does have obviously plans and stuff, but you know, a lot of people come in with their own plans and we can build that as well. And obviously working with what space they have and where their septic tank is. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it, but we can pretty much build whatever anybody wants. They are good for full-time accommodation. They're very warm with the composite cladding, the wall insulation, the roof and floor insulation. And as I say, with the cladding, that's kind of the best part of it, that you don't be out painting it every year or two. You don't need to maintain it. It's just built and it's done.
And has the material development in the last number of years, the technology of all those things, the cladding and the insulation, has that improved to allow you to do 100%. These things to make them comfortable?
100%, definitely. Just with the amount of rain, obviously, we get in this country, we had a look at something a few years ago as to how to avoid the issue of painting it and maintaining it so often. So we did travel to Lithuania, Spain, Holland, did a lot of research, and that's how we came up with the composite cladding exterior, the way that it's done. You can view it on the website, like how they do it. But it just basically means that it's fit for full-time accommodation. We can build to building regulations and everything as well. You know, we can do solar panels. We can pretty much do anything, like a full-time home.
And I'm looking here on the website. You have luxury tiny home, a Tarbert model. You have a Waterville model as well. The Tarbert one is 38.2 square metres. The Waterville one is 25.9 square. That would come under the 45 square metre planning that the government are planning to introduce. Yeah. What are the ballpark figures here? Does it depend on the site in which it's located, or how much are we talking about?
It does depend on how much of the work you want us to do. It doesn't really depend on where you're located. So someone buying a Tarbert cabin in Kerry and somebody buying a Tarbert cabin in Donegal, they're going to pay the same money, but it just depends on how much you want us to do. Like a full turnkey project ready just to step in with absolutely everything done for a Tarbert, you'd be looking at around €115,000. But that's you bathrooms, electrics, plumbing, kitchen, cladding, your groundwork, your concrete base, your painting inside the unit, all your insulation, your installation. So that's you just fully ready to live in it at that cost.
Right. Okay. And if someone is doing the maths, then they're thinking about this government programme, if it comes to be the €14,000 tax for your earning, you'd be building it and looking to pay it back in a couple of years.
Yeah, pretty much. Like that's just one example. There is ones obviously cheaper than that, and there is ones obviously more expensive than that. Mm. If somebody comes to us with a budget and says, look, I have 70,000, I have 60,000, we'll basically work and do as much as we can and within their budget to get them up and going. You know, a lot of people might say, like, my cousin's an electrician, so we'll sort that out, or my uncle's a kitchen man, we'll sort that out. So, you know, it's kind of a la carte. You can pick what you want us to do, or we can do absolutely everything. And with the 45 square metres, you can get a really comfortably large one-bedroom house, and you can also get quite a decent two-bedroom house under that size as well. So you definitely can, like, small families can live in these.
Yeah, and Natasha, look, what kind of demand has there been? Are you getting a run of phone calls since Sunday, since the story happened?
Well, since the 45 square meter was announced, we were kind of flat out with phone calls since then. But we definitely have had a number of inquiries about this since it was announced. I think everyone's just on the edge of their seats, you know, to be honest, waiting for this 45 square meter planning permission thing to go. Once that passes, I think it'll just be through the roof. We're already extremely busy, and people are going for planning permission, but obviously it's costly and it takes a lot of time, and they are getting a pass, but it's just the time factor. So I think once it's planning exempt, it'll be crazy.
Yeah. Natasha, are they durable? Are they suitable for long-term living?
They definitely are, aye. The composite cladding, we do give a 10-year warranty with the composite cladding, but the manufacturer, they do advise you've got 50 years plus with that product without any issues. So it's definitely good for long-term living, 100%.
And fire safety standards and all of that, that all has to be up to standard?
Yeah, and you get all your smoke alarms and everything all fitted and everything, and it's just like a bungalow, as I say. It's just ready to move in and live in, 100%.
Okay, all right. Natasha, look, from there, a final question for you. Are you expecting an increase in demand with this? Like, as you mentioned, originally you were getting family members and we'll build this for a family member or a grandfather, or we'll move out. I suppose you're talking about the zero risk of people, and look, it's an issue for the government as well. You're talking about maybe inviting a stranger to live on your property, sectioning off that section. The housing crisis is such that maybe people will move down that line to try and make this money, to try and provide.
I would say so. Anybody that has a wee bit of extra, you know, garden space, like they come in here and they're inquiring all the time, and maybe they're just at the first stages of looking, but this might just be the thing that pushes them over the line then to go ahead with it. It's an incentive, and obviously they know, you know, I don't think anybody would have any problem renting it out because there's such a housing crisis. So,
The demand will be there.
100% it would. I would say so.
Okay, Natasha, listen, thanks very much for telling us, for telling us your story. That's Luxury Tiny Homes. Natasha Doherty there with us on the line. They have a base in Castle Island offering a range of homes, garden rooms as well, home offices, garden bars, gazebos and all that sort of thing. But actual 1, 2 and 3 bedroom modular units as well. If you have a view on that, is it something you would consider? Does it depend how much property you have? Could you section it off, private entrance? If that's it, that's the other thing to consider, I suppose. In relation to it, is that something that will have to be done? It's not the silver bullet again, like any other idea. It's not the one thing that's going to fix the housing crisis, but is it going to help? Is it worth pursuing? And would you consider it ultimately? €14,000 tax-free rental. Would you consider building one in order to rent it out on your property to make a bit of extra money?